So I have been selling real estate in Baltimore for as long as the stoop has been going on. So it's 17 years. And back when I first started selling real estate, we didn't have the fun apps, Zillow and Redfin and all of the things that made your life as consumers easier or my life as a real estate agent easier. So I have MapQuest directions I have to print out before I go and show houses so I can figure out where they are, where I need to go, which house I should show in which order. And then I also have every single printout of every single listing of every house I have to show that day. And on each one of these printouts has my called-in combo of how to access the house. The other thing it has is sometimes the houses had alarms. And this was sort of a newer thing then, that vacant houses would be alarmed in Baltimore. And there's nothing that inspired more panic in a young real estate agent's life than not only not really being 100% certain that she was doing exactly what she needed to do, but also having to get the keys, get the door open, have 15 seconds to run in there, find an alarm in a house you've never been in before, and then make sure that you have the right piece of paper, you have the right combination, and you put the numbers in and hit either off or away or go or whatever it is that day. So that is probably the most high anxiety part of my job at this point. I have these great clients, first-time home buyers, wonderful people. We're going out, we're looking in the Harwood neighborhood. We're on 27th and Greenmount. I say, "Hey guys, follow me in your car and meet me at the house." So we pull up, and I'm pretty familiar with the neighborhood already, so I don't need those MapQuest directions, fortunately. So I pull up, and one of the things I do when I look at a house is I try to beat my clients to the house a little bit early, and I try to look around and kind of get some information about what's going on the street. One of the things that I noticed and knew prior to going to this was going to be one of the only occupied houses on the street. So there's a couple that are boarded, there's a couple that have some broken windows, and then there's a couple that just don't have any windows at all. Might not even have a roof. So one of the things I notice when I pull up is we have that street scene that I'm expecting right there. But the other thing is there's a house across from the house I'm going to show, and it has a basketball hoop, and it's actually attached to one of the boarded windows. And there's about eight or nine, I'd say, kids from probably the age of 7 to 12. And they're playing basketball. And it's 8:30 on a Sunday morning, and it's a good thing for them to be doing. And they're shooting the hoops, and all of a sudden they realize that I'm there and I don't look right in their neighborhood, and that my clients are there, and they're like, "Oh, we know what's going on." So all of a sudden they stop playing basketball. And they sit down on the stoops of all these houses. Some of the kids are on the curb, and they're all sitting there, and they're holding the basketball, and they're just like staring at each other. They're staring at us, and I'm thinking, wow, the owner of this renovated house must have paid these kids and said, "Every time someone comes, stop playing basketball so they don't think it's going to be an annoying basketball-filled kid street." So this is what I'm thinking. I'm thinking, well, good on that renovator. Good on him. He's ready for us. So I get my piece of paper out. I'm nervous about the alarm. I go up to the house. I say to my clients, I said, "All right, here's what's going to happen. There's an alarm inside, and one of the things that often happens is the door has to be closed for me to actually disarm the alarm." And I said, "So what we're going to do is we're going to stand out, have you guys stand out here and wait. I'm going to go in, shut the door, and then tell you when the alarm is off, and I'll, invite you in the house, and we'll take a look. So this is going to be a great house, 3 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, newly renovated, gray paint everywhere. It's super exciting." So anyway, I'm really pumped to do this and do it well. So I get the key out of the lockbox, and I'm ready with my alarm combo. I start to look up as I put the key in the door, and I notice these two furry things hanging underneath this brand-new mailbox. And I'm thinking, are those mice? And I look, and I bend over, and I'm like, they're bats. I'm like, I've never seen a bat in Baltimore City at, daytime hours. I'm thinking, this is weird. Usually they're flying around. But I'm like, oh, well, maybe this is where they sleep. Mailboxes. Okay, fine. So I don't really process what's going to happen, because I'm really concerned about getting this key in this lock. So I get it in. There's a top lock. There's a bottom lock. I get it all open. And I say to my clients, "Hey, I'm going to be right back." So run inside, slam the door, and I really slam that door. And I'm running to the alarm, and I'm putting the code in. All of a sudden, I hear her screaming like crazy. Next to me, I didn't realize this at the time, the house that was next to the one that I was showing had no windows in it, and it was completely open. It also had a hole in the roof. So when I go and hear all this screaming, I'm like, oh my God, what has happened? It's such a wonderful, wonderful street scene outside. All these great kids sitting outside. No one's playing basketball. My clients are happy. What could possibly be going wrong? I run outside. I don't see my clients anywhere. But what I do see is a swarm of bats flying down 27th Street. They kind of like make a big arch, like they're swallows or, you know, one of those migrant birds. And then they all come and they go whoosh. I can actually feel the air go past me. And they go back into the vacant building in which they were. And I'm standing there in shock. I have no idea where my clients are. But every one of those little boys across the street is rolling over laughing because he knew exactly what was going to happen. Thanks, guys.